May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 138. Jesus, I love thy charming name, 'tis music in my ear. Fain would I sound it out so loud that earth and heaven might hear. Hymn 138.
Read together from the Word of God from two portions of Scripture. First, the Book of Psalms, number 66. Psalm 66. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honour of his name, make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee, and shall sing unto thee, they shall sing to thy name, Selah. Come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot, they did. There did we rejoice in him. He ruleth by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves, Selah. O bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, which holdeth our soul in life, and suffereth not our feet to be moved. Therefore thou, O God, hast proved us, thou hast tried us, as silver is tried. Thou brought us into the net, thou layest affliction upon our loins. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. I will go into thy house with burnt offerings. I will pay thee my vows, which my lips have uttered and my mouth hath spoken. When I was in trouble, I will offer unto thee burnt sacrifices of fatlings with the incense of rams. I will offer bullocks with goats, Selah. Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily God hath heard me, he hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Now please turn to the first epistle of Peter, chapter 1. 1 Peter, chapter 1, and we read the first 21 verses. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Elect, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold, perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead, and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Here then we will lead the reading of God's word, and may bless it to us. Help us to pray. Kind, merciful, gracious Lord God, it is indeed thy kindness and goodness that enables us once again to gather in thy courts this evening hour. Dear Lord, may we prove it not to be in vain. Oh, may there be something done, something accomplished, some poor soul blessed, thy name honoured, glorified. Dear Lord, then we plead for the fulfilment of thy gracious word, which declares that thy word shall not return unto thee void, but accomplish that whereto thou art pleased to send it. May it be thy will this evening hour to send forth thy word, so that there is indeed a portion for seven and also for eight, so that none has been empty away. Knowest just how each one has come. Knowest the concerns, the burdens and exercises that are found in each one's heart. No doubt they're all different to some degree. Lord, we do pray that thou mercifully appear to them, and all that they may know and have the answers of peace. May know that thou art a prayer hearing and answering God, thou art faithful to thy word, who has promised, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee. Who exhorts us to make our requests and petitions known unto him. We pray, dear Lord, then, that thou help us now to make all things known unto thee. Oh, may there be then those secret cries and sighs that go up to thee now, that ask for some answer to their poor prayers this evening hour, so that they go home feeling to have known something of the blessing of God that maketh rich, having no sorrow therewith. Lord, we pray that thou then hear us and help us. Knowest that those that come, dear Lord, may be with their great concern of their never-dying soul. Why, Lord, it is eternity that faces us each and all. Lord, with some it may be a deeper exercise than others. Lord, but whatever the exercise, we do pray that thou wilt appear and thou wilt bless our souls with sweet unction of thy Holy Spirit, a sweet love of Jesus to be shed abroad in their hearts, sweet gracious assurance to know that their sins are pardoned and forgiven. Oh, dear Lord, do then hear prayer. Oh, pardon our iniquities, for they are great. We beseech thee, wash and cleanse us, dear Lord Jesus, in thine own precious atoning blood, that blood that cleanses from all sin and all iniquity. Then hear our prayer. Now, Lord, do meet with us here. We do pray thou remember each and every one. Thou knowest just how they've come, Lord. And thou knowest how they perhaps constantly come. It may be they come like poor dear Job. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even unto his seat. But, dear Lord, we do read that he went on to say, when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Oh, may sinners be blessed with faith and in their hearts, and pray, dear Lord, thou bring them through to thy eternal praise and glory. Then help us. We do pray again, dear Lord, for this little church and congregation here. Do bless them together. Do bind them together in love and unity and the bond of peace. Make thy goodness pass before them, we pray thee. We think and pray for the deacons holding office. We pray for the church members. We pray for each every member of the congregation. Right down, Lord, to the youngest babe, we ask thee to bless them each indeed. Because they need thee, Lord. Some know they need thee. Some feel to need thee. And some, dear Lord, it may be, don't feel to need thee. Lord, do have mercy upon them and appear to them and make thyself exceedingly precious to their souls, so that they too have a need which can only be answered by a sweet blessed revelation of Jesus Christ as the hope of glory for their never dying souls. Then hear prayer. We ask thee, dear Lord, to go before each and every one in their varied pathways. The dear children, we pray for them. Some of them do not yet go to school. There are those that do. We pray for them that thou help them. Be with them there. Watch over them. Preserve, keep them from all harm and dangers and evil influences. Pray for the dear parents. Undertake for them. Oh, that they may bring up their children in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. Give them wisdom to bring them up, Lord. Wisdom sometimes when to say yes and when to say no. Lord, do help. And as young ones, Lord, that go forth, earning the bread that perisheth, pray for them and make thy goodness pass before them and be very gracious. There are those that are laid aside in sickness and afflictions past, some old, some young, some little ones. We do pray for each and all, that put thy healing hand and heal and restore and raise to health and strength once more. Any, Lord, that may have some ordeal before them, undertake for them, hold their right hand, saying unto them, fear not, I will help thee. Bring them through. Bring them through, Lord. Oh, those deep waters, whether they be waters to the ankles, or to the knees, or to the loins. Dear Lord, and do bring us each through the waters to swim in, for thy love and mercy into, oh, that holy, happy place, where congregations ne'er break up and Sabbaths have no end. Now we pray for all of thy servants and thy people. We think of other assemblies tonight. We pray for them. Some are gathered like we are. Some are gathering together for prayer. Meet with them, bless them, help them. Grant them access at the mercy seat. And may they know answers from it. Hear us then. Now, Lord, there's other things we should pray for, desire to pray for. We pray for prodigals. Help bring them back. They're snatched them as brands from the burning. And indeed, make them trophies of thy grace. Then there's those, Lord, that walk in bereavement's path, comfort their hearts, support them, sustain them, hold them up. Be gracious to them. May they not mourn as those that mourn without hope. Those that are to stand around a grave in the days of the week, or maybe next week, be with them. Undertake for them and be gracious. And prayer for them, others that are found then in affliction and some with terminal illness. Undertake. Hold them up. Support them. Bring them and help them, grant them last that blessed, glorious entrance into thy kingdom. And oh, do we a prayer again for our nation. Overturn the evil designs of wicked men, frustrate their intentions. Dear Lord, do we pray thee intervene for us. Oh, we need present time divine intervention. Lord, and thou art able. Dear Lord, as we were speaking together, Lord, all that we read, and that night could not the king sleep. Oh, dear Lord, may it be that our sovereign, the queen, may not sleep. Hear our prayer. Help us. Lord, commit all these things into thy hand. There is nothing too hard for thee. Lord, we would word and desire to be found amongst those that inquire of thee to do it for us. And Lord, so that thy name is exalted and praised in the earth. Gracious Lord, hear prayer. There's others in the world, they need prayer, they need help. They're in poverty, famine and death and disease. Help them. Now, Lord, we pray thou help us to return thanks to thee for all the mercies and favours and blessings bestowed upon us. Our daily needs so abundantly supplied, the roof over our heads, the beds we lie in, the clothes we put on. Our daily needs, Lord, we thank thee for them all. Pardon in every sin, forgive every iniquity. And now, dear Lord, do send that help from above. You know, we read in the psalm that he stands by the right hand of the poor. And Lord, come and fulfill that this night. A poor man needs thy help. Dear Lord, and thou hast promised, thou did promise, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Then come and open one's mouth, touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. So we plead with their woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn 702. Self-condemned and abhorred, how shall I approach the Lord? Hard my heart and cold and faint, full of every sad complaint. Hymn 702.
In dependence upon the Lord, I ask your very prayerful attention to 1st Epistle of Peter, chapter 1, and verse 6 and 7. 1 Peter 1, verse 6 and 7. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. The dear apostle here, after opening this epistle to God's elect, the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia, he speaks of this: blessed be the God of our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. He then praises God for these wonderful things that the dear Lord Jesus himself has done on the behalf of poor dying sinners, to give them, as it says here, a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away, ready to be revealed in the last time. And then comes the text, wherein ye greatly rejoice. What a mercy if poor sinners here tonight can humbly rejoice in the mercy of God, in that heaven is reserved for you. To have some sweet, blessed intimation that when you and I pass away from this time state into eternity, we shall be found in heaven at last, where congregations ne'er break up and Sabbaths have no end. Yes, this blessed faith, this that gift of God, the gift of the Holy Spirit, of this that is worked out in the hearts of his dear people here in this life. Well, you come to the text, wherein ye greatly rejoice. Yes, we rejoice in these things. But the text comes on to speak of some of the past, some of the things that God's dear people will walk through. Though now for a season, if need be. Though now for a season. If need be, are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Yes. There are seasons. Seasons of the year that we naturally pass through. But there are seasons the apostle speaks of here, of heaviness and manifold temptations, though now for a season. I don't know anything in particular about anyone here tonight, but it may be that there's a poor soul here that is in some kind of trouble some heaviness, some darkness, some distress. But it is, oh, it's only for a season. It's only for a season. Yes, it may be dark, but this old joy cometh in the morning. The sun of righteousness will arise, as the dear prophet Micah tells us here in the last chapter of the Old Testament. But unto you that fear my name shall. But unto you that fear my name shall the blessed, glorious certainty of it, dear soul. Shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Yes. And ye shall go forth and grow as calves of the stall. Though now for a season. Is how that God is a sovereign in his dealings with his people. There is, yes, you take the children of Israel, there they were, was it 440, 430, 50 years in the land of Egypt, and yet God had promised they should enter into the land of Canaan, into the promised land. Yes, the wheels of divine providence, dear soul, move on. Dear soul, they don't always move as quick as you and I want them to. Sometimes they move far quicker than we want them to or expect them to. But that's all in God's hand. Yes, all events at his command. Yes, God moves in a mysterious way. His wonders to perform and plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. Deep in unfathomable minds of never failing skill, he treasures up his bright designs and works his sovereign will. Therefore, a season. Oh, times of darkness, times of distress, times of perplexity. You think of dear Job for a moment. Oh, the time from chapter 1 of the book of Job to the end of the book. I'm not sure how long that period was. But what a season of deep, deep trial and trouble and distress and perplexity. And harassed and tormented by Satan. And felt the Lord had forsaken him from time to time. And yet, as I believe one quoted in prayer a moment ago, why, yes, when he hath tried me, I shall. See, his, oh, his faith was strong. It didn't, maybe it didn't appear like it to himself, but his utterances, why, I shall appear as gold. Why, again, what did he say to us here in the 19th chapter of Job's book? For I know that my Redeemer liveth. But what does he say? What has he said here? Have pity upon me. Have pity upon me. Oh, my friends, for the hand of God hath touched me. Why do ye persecute me as God, and art not satisfied with my flesh? But then he goes on, "Oh, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth, and though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me." For in here was the dear man. Yes. Now for a season. Just comes to one's thoughts of the dear Lord Jesus Christ. You will remember that after his baptism, then he was taken away, led by the Spirit, into the wilderness. Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Yes, the holy and the just, the sovereign of the skies, who stooped down to wretched nest and dust that guilty worms might rise, was to be tempted of the devil. And why are these things written here? And how the dear Lord answered the adversary? It is written. It's written that man should not live by bread alone. It is written again, "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." And he said again to him, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Oh, it is written. Yes, tempted, though now for a season. And it's, yes, and what he was tempted in all points, like as we are, yet without sin. Though now for a season, if need be. If need be. And it is what God ordains for us. It's the path, dear soul, that he has chosen that you and I should walk in. Why, you read in John chapter 13, do we not? Where it records like this, "What I do now, thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter." It is, oh, there will be, and hereafter. "What I do now, thou knowest not." Why? I think the hymn writer says, "Why through darksome paths we go, we may know no reason, but we shall hereafter know each in his due season." "Wherein ye greatly rejoice." So there was this rejoicing, but see, why, and ye are in heaviness. In heaviness through manifold temptations. Heaviness. Again, the dear Lord Jesus was found in heaviness, was he not? When he came into Gethsemane's garden. Again, as you read here in Matthew's Gospel, He said to the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. He took with him Peter and two sons of Zebedee, began to be sorrowful and very heavy. My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Through heaviness, ye are in heaviness. One thinks of a word in the Proverbs, chapter 12, near the end. Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. And dear soul, when you and I are found in some deep waters, in heaviness of trials, circumstances, yes, oh, how blessed God's word is to us when we hear it. When the ear of faith is given and the Lord speaks with divine power and unction to your never-dying soul, and although you're in the midst of trials, you are confident of this, that you will come through. Amen. Ye are in heaviness. Why, this comes to mind. Here in John 16, why, the dear Lord Jesus says here to his disciples, ye, a woman, when she hath travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come, but as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born in the world. And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. Heaviness, sorrow. Did you notice what it said? What the dear Lord Jesus says? He's speaking to his disciples. They're full of sorrow because he has told them he's going away. And where he was going at the moment, they couldn't come. But they would come. But he says, but I will see you again. Dear soul, which is a very, very clear indication that you and I have already seen him. It may be, dear soul, you've seen him like it is recorded in the Song of Solomon. You haven't had a full view of him, but you've seen him through the lattice of his word, the grace of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Yes, and it is on the time of love will come, when thou shalt clearly see not only that he shed his blood, but thou shalt say for me, tarry his leisure then, wait the appointed hour, wait to the bridegroom of your souls reveal his love with power. Yes, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Through manifold temptations. It's not in the singular, is it, dear soul? Why, a manifold is something then, and lots of other things come out of it. Like a vessel, and there's lots of pipes, tubes, wires, cables, etc. coming out of it. Oh, yes, yeah, a manifold temptation. death. These manifold temptations. There's a word here in one of the early Psalms. Yes. Psalm number 13. And four times in the first two verses, he says this. How long? How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Oh, then there's this blessed plea. Consider and hear me. O Lord my God, lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him. And those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord because he hath dealt bountifully with me. But you see, it is our, it's how long? Manifold temptations. There's four of them here. How long thou forget me? How long thou hide thy face from me? How long shall thou counsel in my soul? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Through manifold temptations. It reminds me of the words here in the book of Exodus when the Lord is commissioning a dear Moses to bring forth the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. He's appeared to Moses at the backside of the desert. Chapter 2 of Exodus closes that the Lord remembers his covenant with Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. And is how through manifold temptations and the Lord says to dear Moses, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, and I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them. Dear soul, he has seen. He has heard and he knows. He knows all about it. He heard the cry of the children of Israel. Oh, what manifold temptation, trials, difficulties they were in. But I'm come down to deliver them. For the oppression of the poor, sighing of the needy, now will I arise and set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. For the children of Israel were certainly oppressed. Perhaps, dear soul, you feel to be oppressed. There's a word here. It's in the last chapter, the Romans. And it's verse 20, dear soul. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The Lord appeared for his children in Egypt. He made a way. He brought them out with a mighty and an outstretched arm. And dear soul, he's made a way for his people today that have tried, troubled, distressed about their sin, their iniquity, and their transgressions, and their faults and failings, inconsistencies, heart wanderings, backslidings, sins of omission and commission. All of them, dear soul, he's made a way for them. Blessed be his glorious name, yes, that way through the redemption of their souls by the precious blood of his own dear beloved Son, in whom he is well pleased. Through manifold temptations. Sometimes you and I may have perhaps one particular deep trial that we have to walk through. And dear soul, the Lord is a sovereign in his dealings. He doesn't lay on us any more than, dear soul, he will give you and I strength to bear. And he'll bring us through. Yes, so that, dear soul, his name has all the praise, honour and all the glory. He bring us through. Dear soul, he'll bring you through. He will bring you through. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Cast thy burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He'll hold thee up, dear soul. He'll hold thee up. He'll bring thee through. Dear soul, and you know he's brought you through. Because you know you couldn't bring yourself through. You know without his helping hand you'd sink to rise no more. Dear soul, he will never let a vessel of mercy sink. They're loved with an everlasting love. Underneath are the everlasting arms. The eternal God is thy refuge. Yes, the eternal God is thy refuge. He's a refuge for the poor. He's a refuge for the distressed. He's a refuge for those in time of trouble. And he will and does and hear unto their prayers. Well, the dear apostle here says that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth. So he likens this trial that you and I may be in. He likens it to this gold. But this all, what this all is coming out of this? Yes, you'll be brought out of the trial, this all. But it's your faith and mind, this all, that will be strengthened. Dear Hezekiah, why, he had a deep trial, did he not? And what does he say? By these things men live. The hymn writer, I don't think I can turn to it, but he says something to the effect, I ask the Lord that I might grow in faith and so on. Yes. And he answered in such a way as almost drove me to despair. Yes. And it's in this way, dear soul, he answers your prayers. You weren't praying for trouble, were you? You wanted to get a little nearer to the Lord. You wanted to live nearer unto him. And he brought you into this trial. In this deep distress, this perplexity, this sorrow. Yes, but the Lord appeared. Oh, you know, the dear Lord here in again in the book of Exodus. Why, but I'm going to turn to this. But yes, I think it's here. Yes. The Lord has given the Ten Commandments, Mount Sinai. And the mountains shake and quake, there's lightnings, thunderings, noise of trumpets, mountains smoking. People saw it, they moved and stood afar off. Moses said, and they said to Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear, but let not God speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God is come to prove you. For God is come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. Oh, friends, yes, have you ever known, dear soul, what it is? Yes, in the deep trials, when, dear soul, there is, it seems, total, utter darkness. There's only one thing, that, dear soul, for you and I, to draw near unto God in the thick darkness. Yes, and dear soul, and you know, our dear Lord Jesus, he drew near, did he not? In the thick darkness. He did. There he was in Gethsemane's garden, sweating great drops of blood fall into the ground. Why? Yes, dear soul, and why? And he prayed, and he drew near. He drew near unto God in his thick darkness. Oh, and he prayed, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. See, dear soul, Jesus was brought to submission to the will of his Father. And dear soul, and yes, and we walk in things, dear soul, and we're brought to submission to the will of God. Now for a season, heaven has through manifold temptations, the trial of your faith. Yeah, you're in a trial, but dear soul, it's the trial of your faith, which the apostle here says, being much more precious than gold that perisheth. Yes, it is how the Lord has got this in view, to strengthen your faith and mine in him. And it's more precious than gold. Oh, yes, the goldsmith. He's got the furnace going. He's got there the pot of gold, molten gold. And, you know, the goldsmith, the silversmith, boy, they have to be very careful that flame is not too hot, because it will ruin the gold, the silver, the precious metal. Well, it's still usable, but it is not this old, it's he. The goldsmith wants to make, shall we say, some fine jewellery out of this gold, and he wants it pure. And so it has to be this right temperature for a period of time, and this dross keeps coming to the surface. And it keeps taking a ladle, taking it off and throwing it to one side. That which is of no value. It was all there in the original lump of gold. But now in the furnace, all the dross and all that is unclean is coming to the surface and is being removed. This all and this is what your Heavenly Father and mine is doing to us. So that this all that you and I have fitted and prepared for heaven and for glory. Because there is nothing that defileth can enter into heaven. No. Nothing that defileth. So, you see, it's gold in the furnace tried, ne'er loses all but dross. So is the Christian purified and bettered by the cross. Again, poor dear Job, what he went through. You just turn back to that chapter there. Boy, Job 23. Even today is my complaint bitter. My stroke is heavier than my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even unto his seat. Yes. Do not I hear this cry from some of you here tonight in this little assembly? Oh, that I knew where I might find him. It is this, isn't it, to know my Jesus crucified by far excels all things beside. All earthly good I count but loss and triumph then my Saviour's cross. Knowledge of all terrestrial things near to my soul true pleasure brings. No peace but in the Son of God, no joy but through his pardoning blood. Yes, oh that I knew, I would order my cause before him. There the righteous might dispute with him. So should I be delivered from behold, I go forward. But he's not there. Backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. But, it's one of the blessed buts here. A but, my friends. Put here in the scriptures of truth, sealed by the Spirit of, with divine Holy Spirit approval. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall. He knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth of gold. Bettered by the cross. Bettered by the cross. That the trial of your faith. Need be. Trials. What the Lord. How the Lord tries one and another. Different things, different degrees. He does it, does he not? Why, there was dear Philip, wasn't there? Why, and how are we going to feed this multitude? And he himself knew what he would do. And this all, and he knows what he will do with you and I. He knows this all,
What do you know? He knows the end from the beginning. You and I only know the beginning till now. And we hardly know that.
Oh, the mysterious path. Yes. Sometimes we feel the Lord leads us in. But this how he brings us through. Why? Again, when you think of dear Abraham, poor man, came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Well, now we fail. Yes, but Abraham, by faith, as we read Sunday morning, yes, there in Hebrews 11, oh, he obeyed. He obeyed. Oh, believing that God was able to raise up these stones as children. But, you know, if you read that account there in Genesis chapter 22, boy, he goes with some of his servants and some camels, I believe it is, or an ass, but, and the lad and the wood and so on. And he saw the place afar off. He gives the command to the servants to stay here, and I and the lad will go yonder, and we'll come again. But God told him to, yes, offer his son as a sacrifice there on the mountain. But why, it reads like this, doesn't it? That the Lord appeared. Bide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. The trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire. Surely this was being tried with fire, was it not? I don't know. There may be one or more here tonight. You feel to be in this very fire. Why, here was Abraham and his son Isaac, both in this covenant promise. Yes, that their seed should be as the sand of the seashore. Abraham's only son and heir. Well, then you've got Isaac. Father, yes, my son, behold the fire of the wood, but where? But where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Tis how many times have you said, but where? But where? But how? My son, God will provide himself a lamb. Yes, they come to the altar, they make the altar, build it up. Isaac is bound, is laid on the altar. Abraham takes the knife. God calls from heaven, lay not thine hand on the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Yes, yes, dear soul. The trial of your faith being much more precious than the gold that perisheth.
gold that perishes. Oh, dear Abraham. Oh, what? Oh, yes, and these are with the blessed account of it. Yes, and we can read the account in a few minutes, can we not? But you know, dear Abraham, it was a few days, was it not? Oh, and yes, some trials are long, some are shorter. Some are very deep, very severe, very painful, others prolonged. But yes, oh, there's one end in view, as the goldsmith, yes, to bring forth pure gold. To bring forth pure gold. Yes, why, what is the words in here, dear Peter? The gold, the pearl, though it be tried with fire. Here it is, Jesus, oh, might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. It is all. It'll all end well. The righteous shall hold on his way. It is all. We go back to Sunday's text, shall we? Looking unto Jesus. That's where it'll be. And he and he alone will have all the honour, glory and all the praise. And on his head will be the crown. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name would we give glory. Yes. At the appearing of Jesus Christ. Yes, whom having not seen, ye love. Yes, dear soul, we love him because he first loved us. Oh, and to be able to say at last, oh, that the Lord hath appeared. Did you say the Lord appeared, did he not, to Abraham? And dear soul, and the Lord will appear. There's a lovely hymn here. I read a verse or two. Yes. My fears sometimes sigh. I never shall find in death's awful day true peace in my mind. But though thus surrounded, yet when I come there, I cannot be confounded. The Lord will appear. My dust he will raise. And glory he'll give, and I to his praise in heaven shall live. And there he will deliver my soul from fear, and to me forever the Lord will appear. Yes, dear soul, to me forever the Lord will appear. Yes, your dust and mine he'll raise. We know not how long. We know not whether we shall still be here on the earth when the Lord comes again. And if he does this all, then you and I will meet him in the air. At the voice of the archangel, the trump of God, when the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which remain shall be caught up together with him in the air. Yes. To the honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Oh, this hour, when the Lord appears, yes, this hour he appears to us in the trials, he appears to us, he makes a way, he appears, this hour, making his goodness pass before us in the way. Yes, dear Moses desired, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. This hour, and what dear Moses had to walk through. What this all a poor child of God has to walk through. But this all, it'll be worth it. It'll be worth it to be with Jesus. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Gilbert Hyde will preach next Lord's Day, and Mr. Pocock on Tuesday evening next week. Let us close with part of hymn number 220, singing verses 3, 4, 6, and 7. Remember, O Christian, with heed, when sunk under sentence of death, how first thou from bondage wast freed. Say, was it by works or by faith? On Christ thy affections then fixed, what conjugal truth didst thou vow? With him was there anything mixed? Then what wouldst thou mix with him now? Hymn 220, verses 3 and 4, 6 and 7.
Thank you.
dear Lord. Do we humbly pray, bless thine own word. May it meet the case of one and another, so that thy name at last is praised. Now, Lord, we pray thou watch over us and grant to us journeying mercies, to our respective place of abode in peace and safety, whether those journeys are long or short. And now may the grace, the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, love of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.